Blog Talk Radio.
Memorial Day, and you guys are with me. I got just a bunch of people who are listening to the show. I appreciate that, guys, and I know there are even more people listening online, and thank you guys for tuning in. I laid off for a while, but over the past few months, my show was one of the fastest growing shows right here in the South on Blog Talk Radio. Long as you listen, all that stuff goes into play in this show. And this is your to let everyone know opinions that you have about any shows that I have, and then on Friday people send me emails and text messages and things like that, and that's fine with me, but I'd like more people. That's your RPA on duty for all your tax or accounting needs. Call the certified public accounting firm, CPA. CPA on duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Tousle. Tousle is a verb and it means to make untidy, dishevel, rumple. To make untidy. But hopefully things will get better here soon. But in the meantime, I guess I'll just keep. Girls would be more, I don't know how you say it. They that can walk in their rooms and it'll be like a hurricane in there. And then, you know, but some girls just, you know, won't do the cleaning. I mean, I'm sorry, guys, if but anyway, regardless of that, I hope you had a great holiday on yesterday. I hope you guys did a lot of barbecuing over the weekend. I know I did. Well, I didn't. Day before, chill out, get ready for work, right? And so I don't usually barbecue on the holiday, but I did this time because I was invited to all kind of different places. Way the hell up in Duluth and Johns Creek, and I hope you guys had a safe weekend, and I hope your families were safe all weekend. Now, let's see. For me to say, I don't want to talk about politics. That's kind of getting on my nerves. One other thing. You know, I watched and this young lady was engaged to be married soon to a you are. So don't think that you are okay, it's not as bad as you think. And let's get into today's story. Today's story is called Inside He's been doing insider trading. Friends with, told him to buy stock in the company. And this is a hypothetical situation. Okay? I read the story and I'm kind of summarizing it. So the guy in the company told him to buy this stock. So because it was getting ready to, they were getting ready to do some stuff and it was going to split soon. So he bought the stock. And the stock's and here and there that was going to drag it down. And so he bought the stock, let's say, last month. Then he turned around caught the insider trading going on, caught the guy he was working with. But which is the security of doing a crime and that was someone like a Oprah Winfrey or somebody, she'd be all over the news, she'd be in jail. Or they'd be wanting to take her to trial. Give her the max punishment. Martha Stewart did the same thing. She would, I don't know how. And then you go, another guy go and rob a bank with a gun. He gets, you know, $500,000. He gets caught. He going to jail for armed robbery. Committed a crime. I don't know the guy, of course, from what I've seen on TV, some of his interviews and stuff, he seemed like a nice guy. But he still did insider trading. And again, what I'm saying is insider trading is a crime. Crime that you committed that sends you to jail. Robbery is a felony. Insider trading is a felony. White collar crime. A lot of you young folks out there that don't know what white collar crime is. White collar crime is the guys that commit crimes that wearing suit and ties every day. They have a white collar. Blue collar crime is guys that go to work. Doesn't seem like he made we'll be right back.